Is this a new home?
This is a brand new home.
Randall Martin is a realtor showing me a home in a new subdivision. It's in Baytown, where living near some of the largest petrochemical plants in the nation may not be a negative to likely buyers.
I'm going to honestly say it's probably going to be a plant worker that wants to less than 15-minute commute to the job.
Martin says sales are already doing well, and he expects them to get much better. Why? Baytown is east of Houston and a third of the way to Port Arthur, an area dominated by enormous refineries and chemical plants.
We have a true petrochemical hub here.
BJ Simon is with Baytown's Economic Development Foundation.
All pipelines lead to Baytown.
Sitting next to Simon in the foundation's fifth floor office that overlooks the massive ExxonMobil refinery is Bob Leeper, the city manager.
It's unusual. We would usually have one pipeline project maybe a year, and we've had three in 2 weeks.
New pipelines crossing the city, and that's just the beginning.
We're talking anywhere from 7 to 15,000 construction jobs, high-paying construction jobs.
Leeper's talking about the expansion projects underway or planned at petrochemical plants around Baytown. What's behind it all? A big component is what's flowing in those pipelines from wells across Texas, natural gas. New drilling techniques have led to such an abundant supply and cheap prices that companies are pouring billions of dollars into new plants. The plants will use the gas to make chemicals and now make them more cheaply than in other countries. BJ Simon says, for example, China.
There was a time a decade ago where it was not uncommon to see petrochemicals, plastics, polyethylene being produced in China and being shipped here to be used domestically. Well, that whole equation can be changed now.
I mean, that sounds like it's turned the tables then. This is a game changer.
It is.
It could mean more jobs, more residents, and millions more in taxes paid to the city. But it could also mean more pollution. In the past year, 8 companies have applied to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality for pollution permits. The permits would be for 11 new or expanded petrochemical plants on the Gulf Coast. The good news is that newer plants generally pollute less than even if they were built just a decade ago.
However, they're still going to have some emissions that add to the total, and all of that has to be sorted out in the mix.
That's former Shell engineer Alex Kuklis, who's now with the Houston Advanced Research Center. The mix he mentioned is the regulatory process the new plants will undergo to get those pollution permits.
There's always going to be the issue of how clean is clean enough in terms of the air and how much are we willing to spend for it.
The state also plays another role besides regulating the plants. It helps pay for some of them. Companies including Citgo, Motiva, and Huntsman have received a total of $11.4 million from the Texas Enterprise Fund. When a watchdog group analyzed whether the public money actually promoted new jobs, it found the companies delivered as promised, especially compared to other industries. And in places like Baytown, more petrochemical jobs may be on the way. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.